This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Workshop. For your news making headlines at this hour, our MUT Strategic Workshop sets the stage for a new era of results-driven reporting, and Durban taxis are back on the roads. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. At Mangosuthu University of Technology, accuracy and effective reporting is taking center stage. The Directorate for Institutional Planning and Research hosted a strategic monitoring and evaluation workshop on the main campus. The workshop brought together faculty and support division leaders to strengthen performance, reporting and institutional effectiveness. Opening the event, Acting DVC for Resources and Planning, Dr. Pegan Changase, said MUT's new monitoring and evaluation systems come at the right time, just as the university prepares to launch its 2026 to 2030 strategy. The workshop, led by the Monitoring, Evaluation and Reporting Office under Ayanda Nongoko, introduced the proposed M&E framework designed for MUT's unique context. Nongoko explained that the framework will help align activity planning with a theory of change approach, ensuring reporting is both realistic and responsive. Acting Senior Director for DIPR, Dr. Lili Kinabayaka, reminded participants that while a five-year strategy sets the vision, the annual performance plan remains the guiding instrument, requiring accountability and divisional consultation. The event also featured deep dive sessions on key planning tools, from developing performance indicators to introducing electronic reporting systems. According to a post-event survey, 100% of participants found the new templates and tools highly useful, with most expressing confidence to apply them in their areas. As part of the rollout, divisional data champions have been now nominated to support the use of these tools and help embed a culture of evidence-based decision-making across MUT. In other news, taxi services are resuming in Durban this morning after members of the South African National Taxi Council ended their strike action last night. The strike left thousands of commuters across Durban stranded yesterday. SANTACO's grievances included delays in issuing operating licenses and the recent impounding of taxis in Gwatabega and Claremont. Following talks with provincial officials and the Ethekwini Municipal Taxi Council, KZN Transport MEC Sibongiso Duma established a task team to meet on a regular basis to deal with the issues. Speaking at a media briefing yesterday night, Matula Mkhize, the chairperson of the Ethekwini Municipal Taxi Council, said their priority is providing safe transport to the public.
We want you, as this government, to help this industry, which has been badly named, badly identified, badly segregated, to be transformed like all other businesses. We need government to lend their hand so we can tell our own colleagues, drivers and taxi owners, to also comply and cooperate.
And finally, bazolikhupha ngekhonsathi ebophele iyilomo usuku lwamagugu abantu baseThekwini njengoba kuhlelwe imusic at the lake eBotanic Gardens. I-Music at the Lake isineminyaka yasungulwa futhi ijwayele ukubophela abaculi abathandwayo. Enyangeni ezedlule kube namakhonsathi obekunandiswa kuwo iMikasa noShekhaina. Kwayenye kwakhona amaqembu uJust Ginger neWatershed. Bazoligubha ngekhonsathi ebophele-ke futhi-ke kwenye kukhona uqokwe ngayo kuma-South African Music Awards emnxeni we-Best Afropop Album. Waphinde wafaka kuwo kumunxa wethi ngenkanyezi. Lo-ke uSijava uzobe performa. ULwandle Nkulu ngakolunye uhlangothi ukhiphe Emnakwethu ngaphambi kokulandelisa ngithi Nembeza apike kuyo uMahu. Yena-ke uqokwe kuma-All Africa Music Awards emnxeni we-Most Promising Artist of the Year ngeMnakwethu. Nomphathi wakhe-ke uLwawu Big Zulu uqokwe kuma-Afrima ngengoma ethi Mfazi Wephepha apike kuyo nguNwanitwa Moss. Kanti-ke ungene nangeyakhe ethi Ngisale Nobani emnxeni we-Best Artist Duo Group in African Traditional. Amathikithi alo mcimbi ozoqala ngo-1 emini aseqalile ukudayisa e-web tickets. Aqala ku-R20 eyinganeni eyingaphansi kweminyaka emine kuze kugcine ku-R340 kwabadala, njengoba aka-R250 asedayise aphela. In Now, to recap your top story this hour, MEG Strategic Workshop sets the stage for a new era of results-driven reporting. This is all from myself this hour. Do catch your next news headlines at 9:30. For your MEG Radio News, I'm Amahle Mwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.